Section 2. The Texas Revolution.
If you were there. You are the father of a large farm family in Missouri. There is not enough land for everyone, so you're looking for another opportunity. One day, a Mexican government official comes to town. He is looking for people to settle in Texas. The Mexican government is offering generous tracts of land to colonists. However, you have to become a citizen of Mexico and follow Mexican laws. Would you decide to move your family to Texas? Why?
Building background. Spain controlled a vast amount of territory in what would later become the American Southwest. The Spanish built missions and forts in Texas to establish control of that region. But the settlements were far apart, and conflicts with Native Americans discouraged Spanish settlers from moving to Texas. When Mexico became an independent republic, it actively looked for more settlers. American settlers moved to Texas. Mexico had a long, unprotected border that stretched from Texas to California. Mexico's Spanish rulers worried constantly about attacks from neighbors. They also were concerned about threats from within Mexico. Their fears were justified. Mexicans moved to overthrow Spanish rule in the early 1800s. In September 1810, Father Miguel Hidalgo y Costilla, a Mexican priest, led a rebellion of about 80,000 poor Indians and mestizos, or people of Indian and Spanish ancestry. They hoped that if Mexico became independent from the Spanish monarchy, their lives would improve. Hidalgo's revolt failed, but the rebellion he started grew. In 1821, Mexico became independent. In 1824, it adopted a Republican constitution that declared rights for all Mexicans. The new Mexican government hired empresarios, or agents, to bring settlers to Texas. They paid the agents in land. In 1822, one young agent, Stephen F. Austin, started a Texas colony on the lower Colorado River. The first 300 families became known as the Old 300. Austin's successful colony attracted other agents, and American settlers flocked to the region. In exchange for free land, settlers had to obey Mexican laws. But some settlers often explicitly ignored these laws. For example, despite the ban on slavery, many brought slaves. Concerned that it was losing control of the growing American population, Mexico responded. In 1830, it banned further settlement by Americans. Angry about the new law, many Texans began to think of gaining independence from Mexico. Meanwhile, Mexico had come under the rule of General Antonio López de Santa Anna. He soon suspended Mexico's Republican Constitution and turned his attention to the growing unrest in Texas. Texans revolt against Mexico. In October 1835, the Mexican army tried to remove a cannon from the town of Gonzales, Texas. Rebels stood next to the cannon. Their flag read, "Come and take it." In the following battle, the rebels won. The Texas Revolution, also known as the Texas War for Independence, had begun. Texas Independence. On March 2, 1836, Texans declared their independence from Mexico. The new Republic of Texas was born. Both the Declaration and the Constitution that shortly followed were modeled after the U.S. documents. The Texas Constitution, however, made slavery legal. Delegates to the new Texas government chose politician David Burnett as president and Lorenzo de Zavala as vice president. Another revolutionary, Sam Houston, was named to head the Texas Army. Austin went to the United States to seek money and troops. Battle at the Alamo. The Texans' actions angered Santa Anna. He began assembling a force of thousands to stop the rebellion. A hastily created army of Texas volunteers had been clashing with Mexican troops for months. Under Colonel Jim Travis, a small force took the town of San Antonio. It then occupied the Alamo, an abandoned mission near San Antonio that became an important battle site in the Texas Revolution. Volunteers from the United States, including frontiersman Davy Crockett and Colonel Jim Bowie, joined the Alamo's defense. The rebels, numbering fewer than 200, hoped to stall the huge Mexican force while a larger Texas army assembled. For almost 2 weeks, from February 23rd to March 6, 1836, the Texans held out. Travis managed to get a message to other Texans through enemy lines. "I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch or speed. Victory or death." William Travis, from a letter written at the Alamo, 1836. Before dawn on March 6, the Mexican army attacked. Despite heavy losses, the army overcame the Texans. All the defenders of the Alamo were killed, though some civilians survived. Following a later battle at Goliad, Santa Anna ordered the execution of 350 prisoners who had surrendered. Texans were enraged by the massacres. Battle of San Jacinto. Santa Anna now chased the untrained forces of Sam Houston. Outnumbered, the Texans fled east. Finally, they reorganized at the San Jacinto River near Galveston Bay. There, the Texans took a stand. Santa Anna was confident of victory, but he was careless in choosing the site for his camp. On the afternoon of April 21, 1836, while Mexican troops were resting, Houston's forces swarmed the camp, shouting, "Remember the Alamo! Remember Goliad!" The fighting ended swiftly. Santa Anna's army was destroyed. In the Battle of San Jacinto, the Texans captured Santa Anna and forced him to sign a treaty giving Texas its independence. An independent nation. Sam Houston was the hero of the new independent nation of Texas. The Republic created a new town named Houston and made it the capital. Voters elected Sam Houston as president. Stephen F. Austin became Secretary of State. To increase the population, Texas offered land grants. American settlers came from nearby southern states, often bringing slaves with them to help grow and harvest cotton. Most Texans hoped that the United States would annex or take control of Texas, making it a state. The U.S. Congress also wanted to annex Texas. But President Andrew Jackson refused. He was concerned that admitting Texas as a slave state would upset the fragile balance of free and slave states. The president also did not want to have a war with Mexico over Texas. Finally, Jackson did recognize Texas as an independent nation. France did so in 1839. Britain, which wanted to halt U.S. expansion, recognized Texas in 1840. The Mexican government, however, did not recognize Santa Anna's forced handover of Texas. For this reason, in 1837, the Republic organized the Texas Rangers to guard its long frontier from Mexican and Native American attacks. Finally, in 1844, Texas and Mexico signed a peace treaty. Summary and preview. American settlers in Texas challenged the Mexican government and won their independence. In the next section, you will learn about the war between Mexico and the United States. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.